Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin. Each week, we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give you an insight and behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people in it. This episode 125 is being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates, a family of animal hospitals caring for your family pet. So, let's talk about the weather. We haven't talked about the weather. And then we'll get right back into the discussion with
Amber the weather and Rhonda. Report.
So, more importantly than the weather, let's talk about the spider situation.
Okay, so let's go back. So, 125, we are continuing this.
Yeah, we're picking up where we left off on 124.
Our marketing director, and Amber, one of our CSRs. Because we didn't quite get to finish Amber's conversation about AHA on our last podcast. And all the things. Oh, look at her. She's like, oh, that's okay. That's okay. No. You're going to get your turn.
Let's just talk about the weather. I want to talk about the spiders.
All right. I can't deal with the spiders. So you guys can talk about it.
What's the name of the spiders?
Juro. Juro spiders.
Juro, like J-U-R-O.
Yes.
And they're from Asia.
Yep.
And they came to the U.S. My understanding is like Northeast Georgia is the hot spot and maybe the only spot that these spiders are right now.
So it came from Braselton.
Braselton. What's located in Braselton?
Distribution centers.
And in particular, what's the busiest distribution center in Braselton?
Amazon.
Yeah. So they came over via ships and product and containers, I guess, on ships, infiltrated the Amazon DC, and now we have a huge problem in our area.
So, but it's not just Amazon that's over there, right? So there's Carter's, FedEx, there's a Home Depot, there's Walmart, there's Williams-Sonoma, there's Mizuno, there's Petco, there's Whole Foods. I mean, so literally, like, it is like a DC hub for a lot of things.
But I think Amazon's getting blamed for the majority of this problem.
Well, to be fair, I mean, they probably do import more things from China than other DCs over there. However, Carter's does have a Chinese warehouse or manufacturing plant, so they do import as well.
But locally, the impact of these spiders, I mean, you've told me we need to cut down all the trees around.
I think we need to cut down all the trees. These spiders, okay, so you guys can certainly talk about them, but they're disgusting. They're about the size of the palm of my hand.
They're not that big.
They are the size of the palm of my hand.
Very big.
They do not mind sharing their web with 18 other spiders. So it's not like if you walk into the spider web, like you just get the web. No, you get like 12 spiders. And then their egg sacs are like the size of a quarter. And they can spool their webs from, like, the building to a bush to the tree. And
to a vehicle.
It's massive.
Jaritza today told me she backed out the other day, and the spider web was on her car, and she backed out for, like, 20 yards, and it stayed attached before it broke. So these webs are so strong. I heard this morning coming into work, they can trap a hummingbird. And somebody said, yeah, they eat hummingbirds. I'm like, wow. So I think what we need to do, we need to get a couple of, maybe more than a couple, some crop dusters with some insect killer and just go ahead and dust the entire area to kill these.
What's a crop duster?
Are you serious or are you just like, what do you think it is?
I'm serious. What's a crop duster?
It's an airplane that sprays crops with typically pesticides, insecticides, to kill the bad pest.
So you want to get an airplane, or are you thinking
airplane.
Like maybe we could do like a crop dusting drone? We could like
have to have a lot of them,
sure,
and they're not going to carry very
much.
But
like that is a new business idea. Anyone want to go into business with me? Like we could do crop dusting drones for Joro spiders.
We need to figure out what's going to kill them first.
Baby powder.
Tennis rackets, brooms.
I killed one with Pledge the other day. Pledge. Yes, I did. It's the only thing that we had.
I sprayed it and it killed it.
For now, though, like I guess the good thing is I'm not necessarily seeing them inside. Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
Well,
only
why would they
outside.
Come inside?
Well, I don't know, but like there's other spiders that come inside.
I take it you don't like spiders.
I don't know. Not when they're this big. Okay, so one of the things when we were in Arizona at AHA, someone told me that they have wild tarantulas.
Ugh.
Could you guys imagine, like, oh, gosh, can you go, Sunny, go get that tarantula over there?
No.
What?
I think in Phoenix they have tarantulas, scorpions. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, back to Rhonda, Amber, and the AHA connection.
We didn't talk about the weather. We have been depriving our listeners of weather and sports updates for, okay, like, two podcasts now.
All right, 75 degrees, partly fall, cloudy, sunny, fall, sometimes fall weather. Yeah, leaves are falling. Humidity is down.
It's actually
heat is down.
Exciting fall. Like,
so, Amber, yeah, it's pretty nice.
I know you like the beach, but do you like the fall weather? Like, you get to wear your plaid shirts and
yeah,
you're
it's
like...
Yeah, it's my favorite
your
time of
jeans
year.
With your boots.
Surprisingly.
Like, yeah, it's so yeah, cute.
So, I did hear this week we're expected to get 4.5 inches of rain, and that is exceeding our normal October rainfall in the area. So, we'll wait and see if that happens or not. But, yes, fall is upon us. When is fall officially?
It's already fall.
September 23rd.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't pay attention to those equinox things. So, okay. All right. So, we're done with summer.
Is an equinox and a solstice the same thing?
I don't know. We're not going to get into
okay,
that conversation.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's like a solstice.
Summer
but...
solstice.
Yeah.
Hard for me to say, obviously.
Maybe it's a summer solstice and a fall equinox. You might be right, actually.
So, I don't know.
Any astronomists out there? Or is that astronomy? No, it's not astronomy.
Could okay, be.
Anyways.
Again, that's
wrong
a subject.
Crowd.
Yeah, well, it's like we're
can
going
we talk
way,
about dogs,
way off
please,
script here.
Can we talk about dogs?
Amber.
Yes.
Take home points. Some mm-hmm, things you learned that you're going to come back and implement, or if there was something really strongly. Sometimes it's just as important to realize you're doing the right thing already. Is there
yeah,
something that was really reinforced? The
so,
mic is all yours.
So I will say definitely connecting with the clients. That's a main thing because I'm constantly talking to clients. I'm constantly face-to-face with clients, talking to them on the phone. So I know that me personally, I need to connect more with them on a personal level just to kind of get to know them, make them feel comfortable being here. So, yeah, I definitely think that I have great customer service, but going there really... Like
so
a little deeper,
sure,
maybe.
But
yeah,
that
yeah,
could mean
exactly,
as again Debbie Boone, and I'm gonna give her lots of plugs. Maybe she'll
yeah,
share a podcast. But that could mean something so simple as like when someone walks in with a cute dog leash,
yeah,
that you make a comment about that, or some chicks wearing like the cutest boots you've ever seen, and commenting on those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you know connecting with the client on that level, and then the pet.
Of
and
course,
so some people will be like, no, focus on the pet first and then the client second.
Mm-hmm.
I think for us, it's always been kind of like clients and pets, and it's not like it's a tiered, like your client is more important than the pet, but it's like we make the connection with the client and we care for the pet. Does that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I think that's super interesting. Mm-hmm. What else? So
I'm gonna go back a little bit. There's an old school saying that clients don't. I'm gonna get this completely wrong, but clients don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care, and that's really held up through time. That you can be the smartest veterinarian, the best veterinarian, but if you have zero people skills with your staff or your clientele, you're probably not going to be very successful. And so it is, but vice versa, it's not all about blowing smoke up someplace. You know, if you try to be fake in your interactions with clients, in my opinion, then, you know, you're not, you don't have much integrity, and that really comes out as well. And so I do feel very strongly that most everybody in this clinic really loves being here and doing what they do. And I think that keeps us kind of very honest, and it's very apparent to most of our clientele.
I agree.
So I'm going to set you up for a little bit here, Amber, since you
okay,
didn't reply to my email.
Oh.
What? Whoa. So I set you up for this a little bit earlier. You actually went to two conferences kind of back to back.
Yeah.
You went to a local conference, sponsored or I guess hosted by VMG here
mm-hmm,
locally in Atlanta. And then you were back to work for 3 days and then you took off back to Arizona,
yeah,
for the AHA Connect City conference. And you shared with me recently what you learned or the discussion points that you guys had in the Atlanta meeting.
Yeah.
And I pinged you back with a couple of questions. So let's tie this into Rhonda and marketing and some of the things that they were talking about. So they talked a little bit about search engine optimization. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like our website is SEO or search engine optimized?
I think so. I think it's, in my opinion, is very organized. If you go to our website, obviously you're not going to have problems finding anything.
What is that website, by the way? What's the address to the website?
It's mygavet.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
curious.
Yeah, but it's just very organized, and I feel like anybody who goes on there is definitely going to be able to find out what they need to know. I have lots of clients that call me and say, hey, I saw this on your website. So it's just very organized.
Rhonda, do you have any comments about how SEO works on our website?
No comments. She's
I don't really, but I do know that the company that we work with to help our website be as amazing as it is does really well with that.
And what is their name?
They are Genius Fence.
Yes, Genius.
So you guys both fail, but you both succeed. So where I was going is that for the last couple of podcasts, we've actually talked about how our website is actually it's highly ranked. We get pings all the time about people who want to share our website. And so Dr. Miller mentioned earlier, right? Like, it's always good to like know things that you're doing well. But this is one of those things that not a lot of people that are on staff probably know that we spend so much time doing.
Yeah.
Rhonda, we meet once a month with Genius Vets, and we kind of go over how well our website is performing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give Rhonda some pointers and things that she should be working on and that kind of thing to increase that, visual aspect of it. We are going to get a website makeover here probably in a year, within the next 12 months. But have you ever searched something on Google and you put in the question and then like this little box pops up and it answers your question exactly?
Yes.
And then like if you scroll down, there's all these other like websites you could click on.
Mm-hmm.
So that answer,
what's that box called?
I feel as it's called Rank Zero. Is that what you recall? Rhonda?
I believe it's something zero. I think it is Rank Zero.
I'm pretty sure it's Rank Zero.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually have a couple of articles or blogs on our website mm-hmm. that are Rank Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Or they pop up in that spot. So if you go to the website and you ask, 50 cat facts, 50 dog facts, or the most aggressive dog breeds, those things are going to pop up.
Yeah.
So also some things that are really working on our website are the service pages. And if you ever actually click through our website, you guys are probably spending most of your time talking about forms.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Telling clients like, go to the top right, click forms, click the drop down, click this button.
Yeah.
We are actually working on some form updates, which I know mm-hmm. they talked to you about in your Atlanta meeting as well.
Yep.
Do you remember the name of those forms?
I don't.
Jot form. Mm. Sound familiar? So
Rhonda recommended Jot Form, which yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Rhonda's working on Jot Forms as well to make them a little bit more fillable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've had some confusion and some questions about our forms when people do or don't answer,
yeah.
Or they feel like the question is not really an actual question.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we have the Jot Forms, we have our search or our service pages, which we're trying to fill out with some video.
Mm-hmm.
I know they talked a lot about video being king as well. Do you have anything else, I guess, that they talked about in your Atlanta meeting?
Well,
go ahead.
So like website related or just like in general?
In general.
Let's do in general.
So we definitely talked about leadership a lot.
Okay.
So with our coworkers and like what we can do to, grow them and fix them on certain things. So basically, I know I wrote something and I know I sent it to you because it just, and they're all over the hospital as well. But one thing that really stuck out to me is definitely set your coworkers up for success, not failure. Just because it's not going to help the business, but it's also not going to help that person learn and succeed.
Not going to help anybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't do any good to have a coworker that you have it in for and you're trying to make them fail, right?
Yeah,
they don't
exactly.
help you in your workload. They don't help, you know, the clients. There's just no reason to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's taken me a very long time to kind of, I always knew it, but to not tolerate that, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's very disappointing when you have a new hire come into the practice and I'm going to use the term, everybody wants to quote unquote mean girl them, mm-hmm. right? Which mm-hmm. it can be a guy thing too, but not just girls for sure. Probably worse the other way. But yeah, welcome, try to train and embrace them and yeah, help to empower them and lift them up for sure.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Leadership by example, right? That's a phrase that's commonly used.
Well, we'll speak about all these cliches, right? Knowledge is power, mm-hmm. but knowledge is not power if you keep it to yourself. It's more powerful when you share it, right? And so that, I think, definitely, I guess, impacts everything.
Yeah.
Don't be that super selfish person and think that your job is so sacred that you're mm-hmm. the only one that can know, because the more you know and the more you share, the more everybody knows and the better off we all are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think it is. There are some things that we do behind the scenes, and I know that they talked about in your Atlanta meeting, and maybe even some things that we talked about in our AHA meeting, that we don't vomit up all over the staff all the time, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that we do every day that are just kind of unsaid.
Yeah.
But they're always the right thing for the most part.
Yeah, do the right thing for the right reason. Yeah, try to grow the team by empowering and enabling and helping the team. So.
Rhonda, you've said all of three words, so why don't you sign us out? You can read this section right here.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be really good.
All right. Check in next week as we discuss more in the news and in our industry. Follow us on Instagram at People, Pets, and Vets. Follow all the clinics on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and check out our blogs on the website at mygavet.com. Also, under resources, can listen to the podcast online. And remember, without people, pets are simply animals.
Wow, that was great. We may
that
have found
fantastic.
A new closer.
Yeah. So we have somewhat teased for months now about doing this like recorded thing. Maybe you're going to go to the studio with us and you're going to be our closer.
Yeah.
You could do our intro too. Wow.
There's a chance.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.